I am Daniel Lukas, and welcome to Abstract Essay. Abstract Essay is a book magazine that I created that talks about the mystery of the universe through digital abstract painting. Each of those books magazine talks about dark matter, dark energy, proton, supernova, Big Bang, and a lot more. And today, we're gonna talk about proton. Proton is a stable subatomic particle with a positive electric charge or elementary charge. Its mass is slightly less than that of a neutron and 1,836 times the mass of an electron. Protons and neutrons, each with the masses of approximately one atomic mass unit, are jointly referred to as nucleus or nucleons. One or more protons are present in the nucleus of every atom. They provide the attractive electrostatic central force which is bind the atomic electrons. The number of protons in the nucleus is defining property of an element and referred to as the atomic number. Since each element has a unique number of protons, each element has its own unique atomic number, which determines the number of atomic electrons and consequently the chemical characteristic of element. The word proton is the Greek for first, and this name was given to the hydrogen nucleus by Ernest Rutherford in 1920. In previous year, Rutherford had discovered that hydrogen nucleus, known to be the lightest nucleus, could be extracted from the nuclei of nitrogen by atomic collision. Protons were therefore a candidate to be a fundamental of elementary particle, a hence of a building block of nitrogen and all of the heavier atomic nuclei. Although protons were originally considered elementary particles in the modern standard model of particle physics, protons are known to be a composite particles containing three valence quarks, and together with neutrons are now classified as hadrons. Protons are composed of two up quarks of charge negative. The rest masses of quarks contribute only about 1% of the proton mass. The remainder of the proton mass is due to the quantum chromodynamics or chromodynamics binding energy, which includes the kinetic energy of the quarks and the energy of the gluon fields that bind the quarks together. Because if protons are not fundamental particles, they possess the measurable size, the Rotman square charge radius of proton is about 0.84 to 0.87 fm. Free protons occur occasionally on Earth. Thunderstorms can produce protons with the energies of up several tens of MeV. A sufficiently low temperature and kinetic energies, free protons will bind to electrons. However, the character of such bound protons does not change, and they remain protons. A fast proton moving through matter will slow by interactions with the electrons and nuclei until it is captured by the electron cloud of an atom. The result is protonated atom, which is a chemical compound of hydrogen. I have a lot of series in my book magazine. How about the mystery of the universe? Of course, I had supernova. I had protons. I had solar systems. I had dark matter. Please do have a copy of my book magazine available on Amazon, and my paperback and hardcover are available through online bookstores worldwide. Hope you like it. More than one people. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.